The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. We'll cover what's hot in the arts and entertainment industry. Our guests will talk about projects they're currently working on and what they're about to do next. You don't want to miss today's show. Now, here is your host, James Barber.
Hey guys, welcome to the Star Power Hour. This is James Barber on VoiceAmerica.com.
Something's wrong with the...
Did you like that? I was like doing something's wrong with the TV thing, but it wasn't. That wasn't funny. All right, hey, welcome. This is James Barber. We're on the Empowerment Channel of VoiceAmerica.com.tv now. And I have my amazing guest, Morgan James, who I've known since she was like 2 years old in the industry. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you remember the first interview we did?
First interview?
It was Fox.
Oh, what, the Fox and Friends.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding,
yeah,
ding,
but then,
ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding,
all right, so...
No, okay.
Go ahead.
We
no,
go
you
back
go.
Long. We go back a long ways. Yeah. We have an hour to fill of just telling how we met.
Yeah, we can do that.
You know, I owe, like, my whole Broadway career to you.
No, you don't.
I kind of do.
No.
Well, you were a big part of...
No.
No, tell me more. No.
No.
Please stop. Please
no.
stop. No, no, truly. I mean, you were a big part of me meeting Frank Wildhorn, Rob Evan, you know, that whole scene of people who you were like, these people need to know your voice. And
yeah.
Nobody else was really giving me the green light. It was like, I kept knocking on the doors, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Ted was. My manager, Ted, was very supportive, of course. But
yeah. So
and
for
he
those of you,
was a friend of yours.
Yeah. For those of you guys who don't know Morgan, I mean, aside from having a Broadway career, she graduated from Juilliard in classical music as an opera singer.
She was an opera. And she talked like this when I met her.
That's Julia Child.
This Julia. Then I'm going to cut my finger off.
There was a whole parody that was done. Anyway, I met her because I was doing my first shows at Sardi's, the holiday shows, and her manager used to dance with my wife, right?
Yeah.
Used to dance in ballet with my wife, and he became a manager. And so I called him up, and he's like, well, what about such and such? I'm like, what about such and such? And then he said, what about Morgan James? And I said, I don't know who she is. And I said, I need people that have credits, you know, because it's, you know, I'm building an audience. And he goes, no, I mean, she's amazing. I'm like, all right. So he sent me your picture. And I was like, okay, she's obviously beautiful. But what does she sound like?
And wasn't it when your baby was born and Ted was like, great baby, can we talk about Morgan James?
Yeah, because that's how Ted is. Ted's like, hi, nice to meet you. I want to tell you about Morgan.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
that's
hi,
what
nice
a good manager does.
Yeah. And so he sent me this clip of you singing and my jaw was on the ground. And so we met, we rehearsed. I put out in the press that you're going to be doing this, and there's this picture of you that he sent me that you're like, you have like
a jacket on backwards,
so your back is open. And that just went, whoosh, it went huge. And the next thing you know, we're on Fox News on the internet.
Oh, yeah, Fox and Friends,
Yeah, and then like, you know, the next thing you know, she's like, oh, I'm going on Fox and Friends. I'm like, when are we going? She goes, no, it's just me. Which is true. No, but I didn't care. And so then I introduced her to Jeremy, who, you know, and then we introduced you to Frank Wildhorn.
Yes.
And you met Rob Evan. And then the next thing you know, you're doing rock tenor and then singing with Frank. And then Adam's Family was first, right?
Yeah, I did. You know, it took me a long time to get, like I said, it took me a long time to break the Broadway code. It really,
I know what that is.
You know, I thought that I would graduate from Juilliard and I was like, well, I'm here. I've got this degree and I'm ready to be a star, you know, and that did not happen. So I, you know, but when I finally broke through, I did 4 original companies in a row.
Yeah.
You know, so once I, you know, then I kind of really got to know that whole kitchen.
Yep. There's a lot of utensils in that kitchen.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of food that has not been used in that kitchen. And there's a lot of food sitting in the garbage disposal of the kitchen. By the way, the Tony nominations came out today.
Yes.
We're filming this on a Tuesday. but it's going to air on Thursday. And I don't even look at them, and I should. I mean, I know NPH Neil got one, and I think Ramin got one, and Cranston got one. But that's all I know. I don't even know. I didn't even look at them.
You know, frankly. The minute you kind of leave that, you know, I left my last show right before Christmas.
Which was?
Motown the musical. The story of Berry Gordy's life, and Berry Gordy is my mentor.
Which we'll talk about later.
We'll talk about that.
He was great in the Partridge Family, but I mean, in the Brady Bunch, by the way, Berry Gordy. Didn't he play Greg Brady?
Shut up.
It wasn't Barry. I'm kidding you.
You know, when I left my last show in December, the minute you leave the world, you go out of date. You already, so unless you keep up with it every single day, 8 shows a week, you can't keep track. I don't even know who's on Broadway anymore, and it's only been, you know, 6 months.
Yeah, Cats is on Broadway, isn't it?
It's better than Cats.
Is it?
I loved it.
It's better than Cats. You guys remember that? For those Broadway people out there, they did this commercial, and the commercials that are like the most successful are the testimonials. When you have the people coming out, and they're like, you know, I loved it. It was wonderful. And this old woman at one point, she comes out, she goes, I loved it. It was better than Cats.
Yeah, and then it became like the first meme. Before memes were memes.
Yes. I'm a meme. I can be a meme.
No, you're nice.
What is a meme? What is a meme? I don't even know.
I'm doing a play on words. A meme is like a, you know, it's a thing that everyone starts passing around. It's a video, it's a vocal clip, it's a Vine.
Oh,
it's something that becomes an internet sensation, an internet thing that then...
I thought you were doing like mime as a joke.
A figure of speech.
A meme.
It becomes an internet figure of speech.
Yes, I got it. I was spelling it incorrectly. I know what you mean. I'm so old, it's ridiculous.
You're a dad.
I'm a dad, 2 times over. I love it.
Okay, where were we? Okay, so I don't know who's nominated
for Tony's. Hi, Ted, I want to talk about Morgan James.
Hi. Nice baby. Morgan James. So I've been away from the Broadway scene for a few months, and I kind of, you know, I love the Broadway community, and I love working on Broadway, but the schedule is relentless, and I'm enjoying being away from it.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I'm doing this Les Mis for Tom McCoy.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And when I agreed to do it, I've never done the show before, right?
You haven't?
No, I've never done the show. Nor have I ever, like, even thought about Jean Valjean. I mean, I was seen for not Broadway, but for somebody else who was interested in having me do it. But whenever I was seen for it years ago, I mean, I would talk about Richard J. Alexander, like, it was one of my first auditions for Richard and Benny Liff, who's now gone. I learned the Javert music. So now I have to learn Jean Valjean, and I looked at the production schedule. I start rehearsal on May 13th, and we open on May 30th, and we're in tech halfway through the second week. I have like 9 days to learn the entirety of Les Miserables.
Well, you can start now. You have more than 9 days.
The song
Wait, he sings that? I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a story about a guy.
There are numbers, there's bread.
There's a lot of miserable people.
They're miserable.
Less miserable.
They cut hair. I don't know. They're children.
They cut hair. And they do the...
So you've seen it. It's better than Cats.
It's better than Cats. So here's my question. So, you know, we fast-tracked your Broadway career. Because I have the same reality, by the way.
It was long and arduous, really, but we're fast-tracking it today.
Yeah, well, look, I was in a lot longer than you were. You know, I started it a long time ago.
Yeah, but you were a huge star. You were a Now, I'm sorry to date you, but you were a
We've
huge star.
We've never dated. I am happily married, and you are happily involved.
You were a huge star before, like, I was out of high school. Sorry. But so when people were like, you're buddies with James Brower, you know, and they were like, dreamy, you know, Broadway dreamboat. Sorry, now you're a dad. And you're still dreamy. But... You were had a long and very...
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, it's still there. I mean, there's still, you know...
Of course it is. You step away from it, it doesn't disappear. You step away from it to do all those things. Not that I would ever diminish it enough to say, like, oh, it'll always be there for me. I don't think that.
No.
But what I do think is, like, is the community you make there and the training you get there is never leaves you.
Never leaves. Look, somebody... Who was it? Sutton? Sutton put a tweet out there. It's Terry Mann said, you become famous by doing movies, you get rich by doing TV, but you get good by doing theater.
Yeah.
And, you know, that, again, not to diminish all my friends who are in TV and film, but doing 8 shows a week consecutively, beginning, middle, and end, you know, where the film, you sometimes, you know, you'll do it in
no,
executive
but
order,
it's not, but yeah.
It's that training, that being able to respond to an audience, being able to respond if, you know, you get stuck in the middle of the air, in the middle of Beauty and the Beast during the transformation, you can't get down. How do you handle that
yeah.
sort of situation?
It's the definition of stamina. It's yeah. just constant stamina training.
I look at it, I talked about it like an athlete. We're like athletes.
Yeah.
Because you have to go, and certainly like doing Valjean, you know, it's like 2.5 hours on the stage. But my realization was that I had a long time ago, is that I always wanted to expand beyond, because with, as an actor on Broadway, there's no residual. Even if you create yes. the role, it's very rare that you have a residual income if you leave the show and the show
very
keeps going.
Very rare, yeah.
And your income stops, just like it would for anybody else mm-hmm. if you're in a regular
In addition,
job.
You know, not just financially, but you're also, unless you wrote the piece, you know, you're serving someone else's vision. You're at times coming in and replacing someone who created it to begin
yeah.
with. So it's, you know, there aren't as many opportunities to expand financially or creatively.
Yeah. You don't have ownership.
Yes.
And that's the
ownership.
Big thing for me is having ownership over some sort of part of my creative life. Because mm-hmm. as a composer, you know, the guys who wrote Let It Go from Frozen, done.
Oh.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? And my daughter's singing it all the time. My oldest.
I know.
Actually, both of them.
Every symphony job is now like, I joked a couple weeks ago, I was like, well, I'm singing my first Let It Go of the season.
Yeah, Let It Go, baby.
It'll be every gig from now on.
Yeah, until the next Disney movie comes out.
Yeah.
You know, it'll still be a huge thing. And Adino killed it. Killed it. But guess what? With Frozen, she can now, and she was sort of able to, but now she can pretty much say, okay, I want to do that Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the segue that I want to talk about into how you got your record deal, because you're an epic recording artist.
Yes.
And did that happen before Motown, or did it happen after Motown? Like, how did that happen for you?
I
because
mean,
it's rare that people make this transition.
You know, I had been, it's very hard to look for you. It's very hard to just say, like, I'm going to get a record deal. Because they're few and far between. I'm not 20, you know. I'm not a 20-year-old pop star. So it's people of my...
in my head.
People of my type and age and style and everything, you know, they're not giving out record deals. I'll
right.
say that.
Yeah.
So I had wanted to be signed, and people for, you know, when I started doing singing with bands and things, people were saying, oh, why don't you have a deal? And you should make records. And it's very, very... It's hard yeah. to find. So I came to know, you know, Clive Davis kind of came to know me and became a fan, and my music made its way to Simon Cowell and to Universal Republic and to various, to Epic, to Sony, and to David Foster. I was flown out and sang at David Foster's house. And,
yeah,
and
I sang that. It was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, incredible. I mean, one of the most incredible, I'll never forget
it. There's angels all over the place.
Incredible. An incredible experience. And I sang for a lot of big people, and they usually said, wow, that's one of the best voices I've ever heard. And then they go, don't know what to do with you. And I would never hear from them again.
Yeah.
And so I felt I would almost rather hear somebody say, no, you're not good enough. Or, you know, it's hard to hear people lift you up and then go, nah, you know, I don't have the time or the resources, you know.
Yeah.
So I was hitting, again, just like I did with my Broadway career, I was hitting a lot of kind of closed doors, but I'm relentless and stubborn and, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, yes, usually the best things find you. You don't. You can't actually seek them out
right.
100%. When I met Mr. Gordy, and when we met, we were instantly simpatico. We just instantly connected, and I looked like Doris Day, which is one of his favorite people.
Oh, great.
And he cast me in the show, and he just became...
In Motown.
In Motown, yeah. Yeah, and I played Tina Marie. And Doris Day, which then was later cut.
Well, hang on. Let's take a break, because I got to take a break here for our first
right.
break. And I want you to continue about that. And I want you to talk about Motown, which segued. All right, guys, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more Star Power Hour and the amazing Morgan James. Do not eat a donut. Why? Because I am svelte. I am now a svelte human being. We'll be right back.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world. And that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4talent.com, and you can too.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4talent.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, guys. Hey, welcome back to the Star Power Hour. I know I've gotten relaxed. Can you see me relaxed in my chair? In my chair of greenness? My chair.
Mint.
It's my mint chair. When I
York Peppermint you're using Pat, the James Barber dialect now.
The dialect, yes. This is James Barber, darling. I've decided, I don't know whether I should sing like...
Where is he from? Is
him?
It Mid-Atlantic, this
is
James
Mid-Atlantic.
Barber?
No, you know what it was? When I was going to do Rebecca, Michael Blakemore, the character I was playing, he wanted to be like very... Hello, darling. Very good to see you. I love you. You look good. Yes, you do. That's the character, that's the dialogue that I was creating,
uh-huh.
You know? You look wonderful, darling. You want to take my hand? Good. Let's go outside for a walk, shall we? Yes, we shall. It's like that guy.
But you've always, your entire career, had the James Barber dialect. You don't know this about yourself?
No. What is that? Is that like people say that about me?
I do.
Do you?
I mean, when I do my James Barber impression.
Well, you do a British accent. Yes, because you do it so often. All right, good. Let's hear it.
No, I'm not. No. That, no, I'm not going to do that.
No. Because a lot of the characters I've done have been British. That's why. Are you mocking me?
I'm not.
I will not.
I'm so
mocked.
Affectionately twinging, like tiptoeing near mocking. So affectionately.
Mock me openly. I love it. Come on. I've known you too long.
All right. Where were we?
We were talking about you, of course. What else
nice
are we
baby.
Talking about?
Here's Morgan Chase.
Hi. Nice baby. Here's Morgan.
Hey! You know, okay. We were talking about when I first met Barry Gordy.
So, but Motown's the story of...
For those of you who don't know, most people... Barry Gordy Jr. is the founder of Motown.
Mm-hmm.
And Motown the Musical is the story of his life and how he built Motown.
Right.
So...
A lot of nails and a lot of hammers.
Incredible person to be around. You know, in addition to all the, of course, the usual suspects that you would expect to be around him, he's just a very, very magical... being. He's
right.
Just so amazing. And having him in my corner was just, it has just been, well, life-changing.
Is he like a wand?
You would think. I mean, when Smokey Robinson appears, you think he has a wand. You're like, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, you know.
Who? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you about them later.
Hang on, let me just, I'll pick that name up.
Well, I just mean, he comes with a long list of,
of course he does,
you know,
yeah.
Legends.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, so when I met Mr. Gordy, you know, Mr. Gordy gets asked to go everywhere, do everything all the time. He's mm-hmm. very overextended. And at one point during the rehearsals for the workshop, I did Motown for 3 years counting all the workshops. During one of the workshops, I mentioned to him offhand, you know, I'm doing a show. It's just a little show down at Rockwood, down in the Lower East Side, with my kind of slapped together band, my old band.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have any original music yet, you know. And I said, I'd love you to come. And he goes, oh, okay, I might. Well, I didn't think he would. And sure enough, in rolls Barry Gordy, and everyone in the club's like, what's happening, you know? And there were some people actually from Epic Records there that night, completely separate. So BG walks, I call him BG, the chairman. BG walks in, he sits, and at the end of the show, gives me love, gives me a hug, and then he leaves. I never hear, he says, I did great, but that's it. Months go by, I'm not getting any leads. Every label I had been talking to kind of passed. And I said, you know, maybe I'm just barking up the wrong tree, or maybe, you know, you get to a point sometimes where you say, am I crazy to believe that these things, you know? Mr. Gordy calls me one day. I'll never forget this chronology. He calls me and he says, did you ever get a record deal? Like it's like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like it's something you just go. I said, no, I didn't. I've been wanting one of those, you know? And he said, okay, I want you to call Doug Morris. Doug Morris is the head of Sony, which is the father parent company of Epic, RCA, Columbia. Doug Morris is also the co-producer of Motown the Musical. Incredibly brilliant, powerful man.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he really knew me that well. I call Doug Morris the next day and he says, can you come by the office? I mean, Sony, you know, 550 Madison Avenue is a very intimidating place. Mm-hmm. I go into the office. I wait in the waiting area. I walk into the most beautiful office I've ever seen in my life. And L.A. Reid is sitting there with Doug Morris. And they say, Morgan. And they both give me a hug. And a door just opened. And somebody, like, wanted me to come into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, from there, it's been a very, you know, I've been signed to Epic for 2 years, almost 2 years. It's been a totally amazing, interesting ride. We had to figure out what kind of record I was going to make. The first record we released was a Nina Simone record.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been spending the last year writing my record I'm about to release. So it doesn't just happen overnight, you know? I mean, you don't just get signed and they magically make your life happen. They also say, what kind of artist are you going to be? And you have to get to know them. You have to bond and find the right A&R. And sometimes A&R, people get fired. People get moved around. You know, a lot changes around you.
Mm-hmm.
The people that can weather that can find their voice.
Define A&R for people, because one of the big things for me is that in our industry, there are terminologies that everybody knows, but some people listening don't know what they are. And people hear that all the time. So what's A&R?
A&R actually... Not everybody knows that it stands for artists and repertoire. This is the artist's, it was traditionally the artist's liaison at the label, the person that oversees your record.
It's very French. Liaison.
Liaison.
Yeah.
You're going to be using French terms.
No.
You're just going to say Miserables?
I'm doing Les Miserables.
Gene Vilgene?
I'm doing it like Sean Connery.
Oh, because with a lateral lisp?
Today we sail into history. Because whenever he plays a Spaniard, he's still Sean Connery.
Of course. It's like me. And you're still James Barber. Was your James Barber accent?
I'm talking like this, darling.
Oh, yeah. So.
God on high. Hear my prayer. I can't decide whether to do it like Colm or Gary Morris.
Well, my favorite is Anthony Warhol. Warlow.
He's incredible.
Not Warhol. I don't know if Warhol's Les Mis would be my favorite, but Warlow's.
Hi, I'm going to spray some paint on you. It's going to be beautiful. I don't know what I'm doing. That would be kind of interesting.
Right.
Anthony Warlow. Genius of a performer.
Oh, genius. He's so good.
Yeah. So, because one of the things, like when Frank Waldhorn was at Atlantic.
Yes.
There was a lot of development. It's a lot of development. And you don't know if it's going to stick. You know, all this money goes in. And even when I was working with Tony Braxton, you know, you put all of this money into creating an album. And what if it doesn't stick? You still have to get people to listen to it. You still have to get people to buy it.
Oh,
and in
gosh,
today's
yeah.
world, the idea of going to H, you know, was it H, what was the other one? Sam Goody and Virgin and what was the H and V or something? I can't remember the name of the...
B&H and Tower and...
Tower Records, that's what it was. And the other one, that doesn't happen anymore.
I know.
I'm buying music on my iPhone.
Well,
Can we play the track?
Yeah, of course.
All right, good.
My first single is called I Want You. It comes out in 2 weeks. We're releasing, we did a fancy music video. And when the video is available, the song is also going to be available on iTunes. So.
All right, here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
They're going to hear it, but we're going to...
There's a well of needing buried in my stop the bleeding since you made me stop. I need you. There's a wave of wanting cresting on my skin. I can't stop the haunting since I let you in. I want you.
needed water anymore. Like I never felt the fire burn me down like you do. I want you. You can fix my hunger, you can fix it all. Send me underneath, I hear your call. You fix me. I can't take a minute more without your touch. I can't live a second more, it's just too much. The fire burn me down like you do. Like I never knew the sun to shine. Like I never knew the day or time. Like I never knew the way you make me feel the way you do. Oh, I want you. If this wanting takes me over, I won't take another breath. If I have to live without you, I will find you. I will find you.
Morgan James, I Want You, her single coming out on the album that's going to be coming out very soon. We're going to take our next break. Stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back with more Morgan James.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. TheDebtLady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. TheDebtLady.com, your new best friend.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back. This is James Barber on Arsenio Hall Show. No, I'm kidding you. I'm not on Arsenio Hall Show. Can you tell? See, I did the James Barber game.
I know.
How about this one? Hey, it's James Barber on the Star Power Hour. It was a routine prison transfer. I always do Don LaFontaine, the great voiceover artist, because I love it.
That's what In a world.
In a world gone wrong.
Do you see that movie, In a World?
In a World? No.
Yeah, it's about... It's funny. It's about voiceover artists and...
Really?
Yeah.
How come I'm not in it?
Well, it's fictional. I mean, it's...
I'm a fictional voiceover artist.
I don't know. Fiction. I mean, I...
My life is a fiction. I'm like Walter Mitty. I'm like Broadway's Walter Mitty.
Yeah?
Yeah, did you see that movie?
No.
I don't know where I was. I was on a plane going somewhere. I love the story of Walter Mitty because I like the idea of having those dreams, but then I actually like reaching. You know Walter Mitty. Do you know the idea?
Yeah. Right. For
those of you who don't, go see it. Ben Stiller did the movie. I actually liked it. Had a good time with it. We are back with the incredible Morgan James.
Thank you so much.
What was that?
I'm getting cozy. Is that fine with you? Are you judging my the way I'm sitting?
No. I don't judge anyone.
So I even tiptoe near mocking.
I like to push
your buttons, James Barber.
Yeah. I got plenty of them to push. The only problem is when you push them, nothing happens. I'm so flat on all my buttons, it's ridiculous. You know, when you get ripped apart like I've been, you develop a pretty thick skin.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is that people like you have been there for me, and I appreciate your friendship. And
I appreciate yours.
Truly. And that's what I found. You know, it's like when I saw the success that you're having, I get so excited. And, you know, and that's the part of me that it's part of the reason why I wanted to do the show the way I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Because there are so many artists who are out there, some of whom have never been seen before, some of whom are building, some of whom are on the verge of exploding out. Mm-hmm. I had the Boys from Anew who you saw perform a couple of years ago. I had them on. They're going to explode. And then I have people, you know, well-established, like, television and film stars on here talking about why it is that they got into what they're doing, which is what I want to ask you. Why did you... What was the bug? What sort of drove you to sing? Like, why did you choose to do what you were doing?
Like, from the way back, maybe? Like, from the beginning?
Yeah. I mean, whatever it is for you. You know what I mean?
I think the initial... you know, bug is that you hear, you know, at a young age, you know, you hear people giving you praise for something, or maybe you realize you're in a small number of people who can do a certain skill or have a, you know, and then you know, you get attention or you get clout. And that is what leads you into wanting to get better and wanting to train and be a professional, I think, is, oh, that feels good, you know. I felt, you know, from a young age, I had a really advanced older voice. I just had a voice of a grown woman when I was really young.
Like at birth? You're like, I'd like a cup of coffee.
So I think that initially, you know, my folks were artistic and are artistic. And so they weren't saying, I didn't have parents that were saying, well, you're not going to do that for a living. They said, whatever you want to do, you know. And then when I got into Juilliard, I took that as a big sign from, you know, that okay, I'm on my path, you know. When I got to Juilliard, it was very, very difficult, and I didn't really fit into the classical music mold. But all these things, you know, classical training and then Broadway, for that matter, have all just been shaping me into, like, the athlete, really.
Yeah.
And why I mean, I love to sing more than anything.
What does it do? Like, when you sing, what happens inside of you?
I really feel like I just, it's not calculated. I really feel like I just open my mouth and I channel. Like, I just don't think that it's my choice. I get so sad when I'm done singing. I get, not because a performance is done, when I'm really doing what I'm supposed to be doing, when I really sing for my work, you know? And when I'm done, I feel completely spent, like maybe I sang like maybe I wasn't going to sing again, and I feel kind of a little tiny bit empty until the next time I sing again.
It's interesting, you know, how different people have different viewpoints on their own reasons behind it, which is what I love about doing the show.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's own reality, and it's real for every individual, you know? And,
yeah.
I'm excited, but I'm excited for success. So talk about the CD. You were here, you're in LA, and you're
yes.
doing a video shoot.
Yes, I shot the video for the single you just heard, I Want You. We had so much fun. You know, I've never done a music video. I mean, I haven't even watched music videos since like the 90s. So I was like, oh, people still make videos. Guess I better watch some, you know? So we made this very steamy, sexy video. And it was a lot of fun.
I saw the picture of the model. Ted had it when I had lunch with Ted.
Yeah, there was a gorgeous model. I mean, we went all out, you know? If you're going to do a music video, bring on a sexy model. And we did shots underwater. And
he had like 0% body fat, didn't he? Like negative 10?
He's very, very pretty. He is very pretty. Of course, I can't take myself seriously, so the minute he walks in, I'm like, oh, you know, being a weirdo. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like
so
me.
I'm here, you know, we shot that, and then I, you know, my record comes out June 3rd. So now we're in the final push to get the band ready for the release. We're doing a big release show party in New York City. And to get ready to do radio promo and, you know, all the things that come with releasing a record.
Yeah. And what about touring? When's your next date that you're going to have? You're going to have something in New York soon?
Well, June 2nd is my record release. That's okay. The next performance.
Oh, yeah, that's soon.
Yeah. Yeah. So that in 10-piece band, 3 backup singers, 3 horns. Le Poisson Rouge.
Le Poisson Rouge.
Which
really
I haven't been back since you saw me the first time.
Really?
My first show was there.
I remember
which you
that.
Came to.
Yeah.
And I haven't, that was 4 years ago.
Sat in the back.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. So I'm going to be back there.
Who was all there? What show were you doing?
It was my first.
No, no. But I mean, what Broadway show? Were you doing Adam's Family?
Adam's Family. Yeah.
Because who came that night? I can't remember who came. Oh, Roger Reese.
Yeah. Well, Roger and Rick are friends and fans.
I love Roger Reese.
Yeah, they're amazing.
He's brilliant.
I saw Roger the other day. Yeah. So, yeah. So that's what I'm, you know, in terms of touring, it's the thing is, it's a slippery slope. You can't just book a tour until people know you, but people can't know you until you get
book
a hit or book a tour.
Yeah.
So it kind of has to, some other things have to happen first. And everybody keeps telling me to be patient. I don't think that is one of my, that I have that thing called patience.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to just say, you know what, I've worked hard to get the record released, to get it, and I'm very, very proud of it. And now I have to let it do its own work a little bit. I have to let it speak for itself. I have to let people find it. You can't force someone to like something. You can't force someone to even hear it. You have to just let everybody
force someone to hear it.
You can, yes.
Well, no, anyone can. But that's, you know, is that how you want them to listen to it?
You have to allow it to unfold, you know?
Look, I talk about this a lot, and our industry is such that there's a lot of suppression in the industry. There's a lot of, oh, you can't, oh, you can't, oh, you can't, oh, you shouldn't. But those people that seem to survive, and I don't mean survive like, I'm just surviving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean survive.
Not just getting by.
And thrive.
Yeah.
They're there because they have a stick-to-itiveness. You know, they're persistent. They're not going to let those no's and those, oh, just wait. Just wait, it's going to happen. They actually do things. They actually make things happen, and you do that. And, you know, there comes a point where you have to let the bird, little baby bird, fly out of the nest.
Yeah.
But you're always going to be there guiding it. Like, I can't imagine, you know, my own kid. Like, people that are my age have kids that are in and out of college now, right?
Yeah.
And I've got a 5 and a 2-year-old. And I'm going, there's no way. I'm like bubble wrap and microchipping my girls. You know, I'm joking. But, you know, I'm so protective of them. And I'm thinking exponentially, like, one of our people that works with us and takes care of the kids sometimes, you know, she'll come over and babysit for the girls, and it's great, and she's getting her driver's license. And, like, I was talking to her dad, and I'm like, dude, what, are you serious? She's like, I know, she's driving. But you have to let them go. So you have to let your baby go and build, but at the same time, it's still your baby.
Well, and, you know, it's I've never had a baby, but this feels like I have, because I'm so, and even hearing
don't
you play it.
Don't give it to Ted, because he'll throw it and just talk about it.
And he'll just talk about, but at least it'll come back around, you know?
Yeah.
No, I feel, even hearing you play this, I felt, because it's not in the marketplace yet, it's not out, and I've been so.
Are we okay to play it?
Oh, of course, but it's just, I'm not.
Too late.
I do want the world to hear, because I am proud of the record, but I am still very protective.
Sure.
And I've been in this cocoon of writing it and making it, and I've had the luxury, I don't know that a lot of people can say in their first studio album, that they made the album they wanted to make.
Right.
You know, often you have a lot of people to,
I mean, even the CD that I made with the Bring the Giant CD.
Yeah, had to serve a lot of masters.
It was not nearly what I wanted to put out there. It's not what I envisioned, but it ended up, it was great. I'm very proud of it. But, and it's serving the purpose that, you know, we created it for, but it's not the, it wasn't the ultimate, you know, vision,
right.
Which will come. So once this rolls out, when the video rolls out, you're going to basically, it'll be available on iTunes. And what is the album called?
The album is called Hunter.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Why'd you choose that?
You know, it's the first song on the album, is a very, very powerful song. I wanted that to be the title of the album, but some people thought, you know, everybody has to weigh in, of course. And,
right.
and I kind of wasn't too protective over what it was called. We could call it whatever. I mean, it's being made. At that point, I was so thrilled that we were getting so much good work done and my pictures were already taken. I was like, call it whatever you want. Just release it, you know. And L.A. Reid, actually, the other day, I was like, what are we going to call the album, you know? And we... He said, let's think about every single song. So I ran down every single song. And he turned to me and he said, your album is Hunter. That is what it is, you know? And I kind of knew that from the beginning. And sometimes there have been things in my career where I'll want something and everyone will kind of say no. And I'll say, okay, well, it's going to come back around. And I will just, I feel like I lasso it back to me or boomerang it, you know? Anyway, for whatever reason, however you want to call it, the album is called Hunter.
It's called Hunter. All right, we're going to come back right after this with our last segment. I'm going to lead in with another song.
Okay, great.
On the next one. So stay tuned. This is James Barber on the Star Power with the incredible Morgan James. We'll be right back. Don't eat a donut.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals, log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
You will past your cellar door. Better make it ready for me on the floor. I might turn your day tonight. 'Cause if I set my sights upon you, though you will not hear a sound, you will fall when I am ready. 'Cause I'm a hunter and I will hunt you down, 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 down.
I will hunt you down,
down, down, down, down, down.
I'm there.
I'm a hunter and I will hunt you down. If you see me leaving out the road behind, you better just forget you ever crossed my mind, my dear. Turn your hope to fear.
All right, that was Morgan James' title track from her new album. It's called Hunter, and that's kind of you. Well, old you. I would say old you.
Old me. That's kind of me.
It's kind of you.
It's kind of me.
No, I love that.
And I did all the background vocals on the whole record.
Yeah.
So that was my favorite part of recording it.
Was it really?
Yeah,
I'm
because...
I'm looking for something that, I don't know if I have it on here.
Of what?
You'll see.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
I don't know. No,
oh,
come on.
Oh, God. yeah, that was my favorite part because, you know, I went in kind of the way, famously, the way kind of like Michael Jackson used to go in and Chaka Khan used to go in and
right.
record all their stacks of choirs and things. You know,
right.
that song that you just heard had, you know, four different Morgan choirs.
Really? So it was you doubling and quadrupling yourself, basically.
Oh, I did seven-part harmony on the bridge, doubled. In addition, there were three different choirs on the bridge. There were choirs of things that you don't even hear, whisper choirs, and choirs of just oohs and ohs and all different things that then you just layer in, and that's part of the cooking aspect of making a record that is so cool. So then when you go into mix, I mean, I didn't mix the record because that's not my skill, but when they go into mix it, then it's, okay, do we add a little of this, a little of that? I mean, there are 32 instrumental tracks on that song.
There's I'm gonna unplug this.
Rhodes, there's Whirly, there's, you know...
It's one of the things that I find absolutely genius about you. I don't know if this is going to play, Ken, but where are we? No, it's not playing. Hang on, let me pop this off. Yeah, but it's not coming through the thing. So we basically route our music through the iPads and iPhones because I can control it. This is something that I did with you. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but what it reminded me of is when we were recording. Here it is. This is I Will Be There from Frank Wildman's
right.
Money Crystal.
Oh my gosh.
In the light that falls in moonrise, in the rhythm of the rain, in the miracle.
And I'm gonna fast forward because there was a point in the booth where you did something. And and our producer was like, no, don't do that. And I'm like, no, do that.
So, I remember what you said that day, too.
What did
I say? You said, let her do the thing that nobody else can do.
Yeah,
let her
exactly.
do the thing she's meant to do. You said that to him.
Yeah, because the Bring Me Giants album, which I released, to me, I wanted it to be an adult contemporary album, but we had to make it somewhat in what I did. You know, I wanted to do like a Groban Bocelli thing, but I had to go from where I knew. But I wanted to make it
yeah.
different.
Mm-hmm.
So let me, I'm going to scan through this.
Through the darkest sky, I will be like the shimmer of one small star. Your eyes, remember my embrace. I will be there like freedom. I will find you through it all. This do I swear, I will be there.
In the harbor quarter,
in the stone and mortar,
in the star.
All right, so did
I
you guys
listen to that in so long?
Yeah, I haven't either, really. I never listened to it. But you know, that's the thing that you know, it was don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. I'm like, no, 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 that's what I want.
Yeah.
Because you do that unlike anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the ability, as we can tell, this is my clock ticker, guys, you can see it. You have the ability also to do what you did on your album. And then go completely differently, like you did with Rob Evan and the Rock Tenor.
Yeah.
And that to me is an artist. Because you can go anywhere, Morgan. And it's really inspiring for me that you came on and sang on that album, you know. And it's one of my favorite tracks on my CD because you're on it with me. And
thank you.
I'm just excited. And I can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad it worked out. And I always love seeing you, you know.
I know.
I want to be a part of everything you do.
Likewise. Likewise. Let's go sledding.
Yeah.
All right.
It's 90 out.
Do you want to build a snowman?
It doesn't have to be a snowman.
As you know, it's funny. I did a reading of The Witches of Eastwick musical years ago. And there was a girl that was in it with me. Her name is Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you going to do next? She goes, I don't know. I think I might go to L.A.
Poof. Yeah.
You know,
star.
Happens a lot. Happens a lot.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time. And I don't want to be out of time, but we're out of time.
This is my pleasure.
All right. I'm coming to see you. I'm not going to announce it yet, but I have a friend, Il Divo, and his wife, Anna Nicole, who we might be doing a concert together at Birdland sometime in July.
Great.
But we'll see. It's going to be the three of us. We're planning a concert. But I'll definitely be back in New York in July, but we'll talk to each other before.
Great, of course.
I love you.
Love you, too.
High five on the album. So, all right.
June
Morgan
3rd.
James, June 3rd. It's called...
Hunter. Epic Records, iTunes, Amazon, wherever albums are sold.
And you're at Morgan James Online.
MorganJamesOnline.com.
And your Twitter.
At Morgan A. James, Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Find me on Facebook everywhere.
And look at it.
I'm there.
You can find her. Just look at it. Look at it. And I'll put all the links up. Hey, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. This is James from the Star Power Hour. Thank you to Morgan James. This is my beautiful piano, which I never play. You like it?
Love it.
It's black, like me, dark.
Let's sled.
Let's sled. Let's go sledding. It's 90 degrees.
Don't eat donuts.
Don't eat a donut. We'll see you next week.
Thanks again for tuning in this week. James Barber will be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, the arts and entertainment social network on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now go check out our site, and we'll see you next time.